Film screenings, relay races, club meetings. Universities don't just sell the chance at an education. The whole college experience has become a key tool for keeping students around. But face masks and social distancing make it harder to pull off in-person events. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports on why Kansas universities are trying anyway.
Those events include Wichita State University's Clash of the Colleges. Hundreds of students spread across a couple of hours took the school's football field for deliberately silly games.
Okay, run, girl, run!
This year comes with some challenges. Students must wash their hands before running on and off the field and wear face masks. Normally, students fill the bleachers for one very big party. This year, the stands were kept deliberately empty.
We usually have lots of spectators at the bleachers. This year, we did not have any spectators just to keep it very safe.
That's Tarima Musa, Wichita State's coordinator of the first-year programs designed to make new students fall in love with campus life. Any in-person event holds some risk. But Musa says events make students feel connected to the school. And that can be the difference between a student staying or dropping out.
When you feel like you belong to the college community, you want to stay.
Kansas University say getting students to stick it out to graduation is one of their most important and most difficult jobs. If in-person events make that happen, well, they're going to hold in-person events, even in a pandemic.
Unfortunately, money comes into play with everything.
Rachel Komen runs Emporia State University's Center for Student Development.
But it costs a lot less to keep students engaged and here on campus instead of trying to recruit new students.
Okay, but in an era of Zoom galas and FaceTime happy hours, why still hold any events in person?
Well, so our virtual options, I would say, are very robust, and I think they're very exciting.
Emporia and other colleges have shifted a lot of events online, or at least offered a virtual version, like a way to watch and join in Wichita State's Clash of Colleges virtually.
But we know that telling everybody, okay, jump on a virtual fitness class, doesn't have quite the same appeal to some of our students.
The colleges also reason that official on-campus events are safer alternatives to unofficial off-campus events like frat parties.
Now, I know, anytime you get anyone together right now, that is a wild card. But if we aren't offering some safe in-person opportunities for our students, then the likelihood that those things that we have zero control over, the off-campus gatherings, those are going to inherently increase because students are still looking to find ways to connect.
Schools also argue these events are good for students' mental health. But Deborah Cohan isn't convinced relays and film screenings are the best way to help. She's a professor of sociology at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort.
We have to tackle the elephant in the room, which is that there is real loneliness. Like, there's no need to sugarcoat the reality of that. Like, life sucks right now.
She says the coronavirus will likely make the loneliness problem on campuses worse, and watered-down versions of last year's events will not solve that.
But it's almost as though it's really hard for the schools to recognize the reality of this. Because that would also be recognizing, maybe we can't really do this the way we wanted or promised.
Cheer on your teammates!
At Wichita State's Clash of the Colleges event, freshman Annika Thomas was part of an engineering college relay team, taking turns running and filling up a pitcher of water one spoonful at a time. She had a good time and plans on going to as many in-person student activities as possible. The relay also gave her another reason to stick around into her sophomore year.
I'd want to do this when it's the real thing, like no COVID, and actually be here when everybody else is doing it. I think that's kind of something that would make me stay and be like, oh, like, I want to see the real deal.
Plus, how can she not come back to defend her spoon relay championship?
Engineering first.
Yeah! For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.